Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the title of a...
Flying to the moon on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the 18th episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season of Law and Disorder.
Our heroes have joined forces with Nova, the new goddess of the moon, in her goal to eradicate the gods and instate a new world order. To do this, they have embarked on a mission that will send them into hell itself to kill a Null demon lord and rescue the Null race with their new friend, Palouse. When they arrived, they met an old ally, Zibzib. Zibzib told them that they were about to witness a ritual to bind the demon lord with a god, and that if this ritual takes place, their mission is as good as over.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. So please, if you want to help us out, give us a rating and a review on your podcatcher of choice. Find out more about this podcast and all of the other sister podcasts on the network at thatsnotcanon.com. And now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me at the table to play the game tonight are...
Jack playing Dashbolt.
Jim. Sebastian. Yes.
Smooth.
Isaac playing Melina.
Palouse being played by Patrick.
And Black Patty being played by Nick.
The pain on Zane's face.
And what happened last time, everyone?
We went to hell!
And it's worse than we thought, somehow.
Still better than Candyland.
Yeah, well, yes, obviously.
For now.
It's only hell.
We've only been here for like 2 minutes.
Hell, no one has
like
exhaustion
the 11th
yet.
Level of hell.
Yet.
Bonus level.
So, yes, you teleported from the moon to the 8th level of hell, where using Dashbold's helm of the Null Command to direct yourselves to the main fortress of Yeonu. Where you interrupted. Well, he didn't really interrupt. You landed on top of his fortress and observed some sort of massive Null ritual to bind Yeonu the demon lord of Gnolls, to Gorilic, the god of Gnolls. Chaotic evil, god of slaughter.
But we can trust me.
You are met.
I know it looks bad because the two things that have been representative of my people, I mean, chaotic evil, god of slaughter, but I promise I'm fine.
I'm fine with it.
But you have found Zib-Zib, an ally of old, who seems to have a fair bit of information on what's actually going on.
What's our proximity to this merger that's happening?
You're probably about half a mile away.
That's too close.
But we could easily see it going on. Like this is now like a giant figure.
This is maybe 5-6 stories tall.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Did I ever meet Zib-Zib? Or was that back in the Ponds days?
You would have met Zib-Zib, yes, but very briefly.
So when you say 5 or 6 stories tall, we're not talking about the ziggurat we're on. We're talking about the fusion hell.
The fusion
of Gorilic and, you know...
Yes.
Are they fused yet?
Yes.
They have fused.
They seem to be tearing apart because they can't stay fused together because the ritual isn't complete yet.
And the ritual is involving, we think, the burning... Actually, can I kick off the session by rolling to try and understand the ritual?
Absolutely.
Is it an intelligence check?
That's going to be a religion.
Oh, great.
So, religion, intelligence.
Good, okay, because I get advantage on intelligence checks relating to demons because I have Hunter's Bane.
Good.
Also, you
so
are
I'm
a
recalling
demon.
Information about
and
fiends.
And into the mic. There we go.
And I'm recalling information about fiends, so... But my intelligence is not good. Oh, it's a nat 20.
That's all you need.
Okay. You are very familiar with this sort of ritual. This ritual is what gnolls usually perform to whip themselves up for war.
Okay.
To generate chaotic...
It's like pre-workout.
...energy.
Yeah.
However, there are creatures here that you have never seen before. They don't look like gnolls. They don't look like demons. They kind of look like big, broad-faced, muscular creatures. Nondescript male or female.
Okay.
And they seem to be running things.
Right.
Now, around each of the bonfires is a structure made out of wood or stone, something you can't really make it out of this. And it seems to be... It's definitely what is gathering that energy and channeling it
sounds
elsewhere.
Like the conduit.
Yes.
Okay.
As the live giants are being roasted and stripped of their flesh is being thrown to the baying gnolls on the ground. These gnolls are consuming it, mating, giving birth, growing, eating more, splitting apart and being reborn from their own form, bigger, uglier, bloodier than they were before.
So they're like Orokai, but no Mordokai.
Yeah.
Ooh. I explain this to everyone, and I'm like a little bit proud of it, but also it's clear that it's a big issue.
It looks like a bloodbath.
I explain that we need to destroy those pyres, the bits around the bases of the fires that will be channeling the energy to allow for that fusion.
It's a horrifying look Zip on
says,
my face.
So gnolls don't die. When they die, Yonu brings them back from the birthing pools. They just crawl out.
Is
fully formed.
Horribly painful.
But now he's got them mating because Gorilic's here to make new gnolls that he can then kill, harvest the energy from, rebirth them and kill again. And he's making the ones that exist already much bigger, much stronger, much crazier, because he's going to lead them against the forces of Nova.
Who are the outsiders?
They are the Dao. There seems to be some sort of treaty or agreement between the Earth genies and the devils and Gorilic. So lots of things are going on here. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. They made the conduits, though, using their Earth elemental powers.
Do any of you have, like, anti-Earth elemental powers that we should know about before we begin?
No, you've never come across a Dao before.
Brilliant. Everything's going to plan.
Just about as well as can go to plan in 7.5th level of hell.
I have a theory. If you stop the rituals from taking place, or that the energy's being harvested, you might send the gnolls crazy. But, you know, they're gnolls. Sorry. No offense, Kip. No,
we are entirely insane. It's kind of sexy in its own way.
You might send them crazy, but I don't think that the merge between Gorlick and Yonu is very stable. So if you get rid of that, they might tear asunder and just be dead. Maybe.
So we need to get down to the bottom, try and destroy the conduits. If not, we hit the big red shiny button.
What is the button do again?
It sends them into a wild frenzy and they can no longer obey, you know.
It sends them away.
They flee.
So they won't be near this ritual pit.
Oh, perfect.
But we need to get downstairs.
Palouz?
Yes?
Did they say what kind of range that button had?
They said it was... no. I think we need to be near them.
Yeah.
Closer the better. So, M, you can teleport us down, yes?
No, we'll jump.
Fair enough, let's go.
I say, Dashbolt, I put him down.
Whoa, I'm already down.
You put him down. Dashbolt, it's been a good run.
Dashbolt, you're just short and time to go funny.
Time to go to the glue factory.
Before you do anything, can I assume that there is a portal back to somewhere that isn't hell?
Yes, there is.
Nearby?
Assume away.
Yes, up there.
I need to go make a report.
Can you make sure it doesn't close on us?
Will me going through it close it?
No, it'd be fine. Thanks.
Is that how?
No,
but we told only we could pass through it before we got here, before we left. I thought that's what the big cone person said.
Babu.
Sure. Yes.
Can one of you send a message to Babu saying we are sending back a refugee?
Well, can you help us in this fight?
I'll just go and tell them what's happened, actually, because I can pass.
No, you'll be fine here. You've got the knife that we need to use.
I was held prisoner by 3 witches. I don't think I'm going to be much good help against a god demon.
Well, if you can't get through the portal, just wait out the outside. We'll go through and tell them to bring you back. If you can't get through.
Yeah, keep watch.
If you can get through, tell them don't close the thing until one of us comes back.
Thank you. I will. May Nova bless you all with the strength that you'll need.
You too, buddy. He's gone.
See, I wish I could do that.
He was just gagging on her hatred for Nova.
So,
you are standing on the top of a conical black stone fortress.
Dashbold, you can fly, yes?
No, why does everyone think I can fly?
I'm
easy to pick fly. Up.
I'm not. I can't fly.
Can you dimension door?
Feather fall? You can too. Who can't?
I can, but I was going to cast fly on myself.
Nice.
And Lucia.
You could
go down there.
Carry me. Because you're very good at doing that.
Ola's going to fly with this one.
Just fly with me.
Fly
and
with
him.
Plus.
Mm-hmm. Three
with
people
the
can
button
fly.
Down there.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about the others.
What? Yeah, sure. What if you cast fly on one of the other, both the other ones that can't do the dimension door, and we dimension door?
Because I
can't take 2 people.
I can get down there fine, guys.
I'll just wait up here. Hear me out.
Do any of you have featherfall?
I have a rope.
I'm probably not that strong.
Yeah, Black Paddy.
How far down is this thing?
All right, I'll take James down.
Yep.
Say about 500 feet.
Yeah, I can't make probably 20 before my arms will give out.
Yeah, I can take Jim down.
No, it's fine. The rope's for me.
Also, it's 500 feet down.
You can't have my rope.
Jim, it's fine.
If it's 500 feet down, you can't get there either.
What? No, it's fine.
No, but like you don't have the distance to get there.
Can I roll an inside on Black Paddy, who's suddenly got a 50-foot of rope and is like, yeah, I'll climb down the side of the 500
foot. Oh, I'm not going to climb. I'm going to swing.
It was 100. 500.
You can you can do that?
Yeah.
Did he
like Legend of Zelda? Like Hookshot?
Is this Spider-Man? Is this Palouz or is this Patrick?
This is Patrick.
He can't fail an acrobatics check.
Okay. Then
unless Zane decides it's an athletics check.
Or if Zane decides even a 20. Because 20s don't solve impossible checks.
Yeah.
It's just a very good outcome on something that cannot be done.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yep. No, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, I have a magic rope bracer that lets me attach to whatever point that I want.
That's really cool. I love it. Okay, let's go with your plan.
And I spend months practicing how to do like continuous
swings. So you're Spider-Man.
Yes.
Cute.
Yes.
stabby murder.
It's only
Spider-Man.
A short rope, though. So,
right,
like full Spider-Man.
So what we're going to do is we're going to fly down.
Wait. What if I fly? Because I have the helmet and I can see things. It's more that if we get him down there, he can press the button and disrupt the ritual.
And then we need to destroy one of the fire pits or more.
Yeah, let's do it, buddies. I'll teleport Jim. He can slide down because he's good at sliding. You guys can fly.
We will fly.
How about this? I'll be on your back as we both fly down so they just see a flying gnoll.
Will not be suspicious at all.
It's less suspicious than a flying human.
True.
Just pretend you're falling.
I'm glad that you are dimension dooring Jim because
Nobby.
I believe he would try to
Nobby,
fly away.
Can you hang out with Parlous? And you can relay any information to Parlous that I have.
Who is Nobby?
He's, you meet him now, he's a golden rat. And he runs up your leg on your shoulder.
I'm a rat, don't kill me, I can talk.
He's
I've
my
killed
familiar.
Things that can talk before, little one.
But don't kill me.
Well, I will consider it.
He likes banana. And
oh, really? Well, if he likes banana, I mean, I could never kill somebody who likes a banana.
Exactly.
Be careful.
Okay.
Nobby.
You see eye to eye.
The plan is we get down there, we improvise. That's how we work.
Yeah, we that's how we improvise.
Wonderful,
yeah.
It will be fine.
Very well.
You
one.
Guys are so cute.
No, we improvise.
One.
Sort of flop around.
Two. Sorry.
And I jump.
Well, I cast fly on myself and Palouse, and I kind of jump on his back and.
Make a stealth check, I guess, to hide behind me as I fly. Is that your plan?
Well,
I'm bigger than you. I'm much
you're
bigger
much
than
bigger.
You.
That's why I'm just going
to
like...
That's fine. What's your passive athletics?
Guys, we need to stay together.
My passive athletics?
Is it negative? Is it 9?
No, it's 0. Well,
so 10.
10, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
You
can hang
all the
on
way
with
there.
10.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang
on.
There's
going to be an army between us.
What have you done?
You guys are going to fly off. We're already going to be fucked.
We're going down to the base.
Okay,
we're going to hit the button. I'm assuming we're going to teleport to where we are.
Okay. So M casts a spell, climbs on Palus's back, and you start flying towards your destination, which is?
Probably the spire, the funeral, the burning ritual pit that's closest to where Yinogu, like that north side one.
Okay.
Yep.
Black Paddy shoots his bracer out.
Mm-hmm.
And starts swinging towards that same destination. Dashbold casts Dimension Door.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hand on James, mm-hmm. Jim, and the spell fails.
Nice. That's the best part.
He was not willing.
Jim.
But it means I don't go. Mm.
Dashbold didn't walk forward without you.
It's not actually a doorway. It's a teleport.
It's a plane that appears in front of you that you walk through.
Okay. Well, I'm still not going.
Okay, Jim, do you just want to like wait a bit and see what happens?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's wait a bit and see what happens.
Okay.
Jim wants to wait
this,
a bit.
Palus will put Jim on the kill list because he has betrayed the pack.
What's your passive perception?
My passive perception. 13.
I'll let everyone know.
You haven't noticed yet. You haven't noticed
yet. No. When, once I get down to the ground.
I'll let them know through Nobby. Just so the whole team knows where everyone is.
Jim's not coming, so Dashbold is staying with Jim on top of the fortress.
For a bit.
I hear that. How far away were we from them now?
I would say maybe 200 feet.
I hear
what's the range
feet?
On Eldritch Blast?
Do anything. I say, Nobby, tell Dashbold.
What's the range on your Eldritch Blast?
When they run, to come down.
Okay. I don't know shit. I'm just swinging.
Nobby told you telepathically. Honestly, your passive's so high, you'd know it from over the cliffside.
Yeah, I was like,
bitch. Okay, so
watch out for that tree.
Jim and Dashbold. Watch the others descend down towards the northernmost pyre set up. And as they do, you see that they are noticed very quickly by two of these very broad, sturdy-looking creatures that Zip-Zip called Dao. And they kind of look. And then they look up.
I let them know that they're noticed.
And that's really all you can see. And then you hear a buzzing.
We do or they do? Who
you do. Beneath you. As you fly down, it's pretty obvious that they see you coming. Mm.
Yeah, I'm a gnoll.
That's
how I approach.
Very expressionless faces. You see that they do turn and they look up at the top of the spire as well. And then they look at each other. Then they turn back to what they were doing.
Cool.
Which seems to be some sort of chant / dance on parts of this pyre that are made for them.
How far from the ground are we?
100 feet. Descending quickly.
I'm going to cast like an Eldritch Blast to where it looks like we're going to land to try and clear some room so we can actually land on some flat ground if there is flat ground. Or is it just a writhing mass of blood and bodies?
At the moment, writhing mass of blood and gnolls. Okay.
Well, then what I'll do is I'll pull out the button, and then as we're really about to hit the ground, I'm going to hit that button.
Okay.
I ready action dimension door. Mm-hmm. When danger presents itself.
Mm-hmm.
James willing or not.
Yeah, you bring him to
me. I hope he's willing. We're going.
I reckon wait till these guys land, see if they're attacked, and then maybe jump in behind them.
Ooh, that buzzing though, that buzzing below us.
This is not, it's not a nice buzzing.
It's getting, is it getting louder?
Yes.
Okay, we should closer. Just go. Like probably bees, like demon bees.
Bees are bad.
They're probably like clown demon bees.
Yeah, no, you weren't around for this bee thing earlier, but bees are worse than you ever thought.
I'm allergic to bees.
And
cinnamon, actually, so it's not.
But a fact, I'm learning for the first time ever.
Dashbolt.
Oh, okay.
Not me.
Okay, as Palus and M approach the pyre, they leave it until you're 20 feet away, and then you flip up the safety and you press the button.
Yeah.
And then just a wave of notice as the gnolls all turn to look at where that button is, and then just like all rage leaves them, and they just like start squealing and laugh. It sounds like laughter, but Palus knows that this is squealing in fear as they just kind of zombie horde bolt away from that one direction, crushing up against the walls if they're there, but some of them are like pushing away around, and you can see this spread as far around this walled section around the fortress as you can see.
Okay.
It's worked exactly as they said it would.
Finally something worked as it was meant to.
And I guess we...
And then you touch down.
I say, what do we... Okay, how do we stop this?
Investigation check? Can we look at it and see if there's like some runes to destroy or something?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you... I'm probably going to give M advantage on an investigation.
Whee! Right.
Also, how far away am I?
You are exactly 30 seconds away. You just... That mode of travel takes a bit slower than direct.
Now, we
while
still
M does
be...
that, I'm going to keep an eye out for these now to see if any of them are approaching us. And I'm going to like get defensive.
At the moment, they've noticed you and they're looking at you, but they don't seem interested in you at all.
That is so concerning.
That is a 27 nat 20.
I love you so much.
Don't get used to these rolls.
No, I'm used. Normally, my first roll of every single
only
fight,
in hell.
One.
Okay. What is happening? These Dao are channeling hellish energy from hell itself into this ritual.
Uh-huh.
The gnolls were just getting whipped up for war.
Okay.
They weren't feeding this ritual at all. This ritual depends on these earthen structures.
Mm-hmm.
The Dao, you don't know whether or not what they're doing is necessary to maintain it, or what they're doing is protecting it in some way. But there are two Dao on every one of these structures, and there are five of them. You think, and you can sense, the magical energy traveling from these things to the darkness behind the one that you are on. It is inestimable whether breaking one will ruin the ritual or you need to break all five of them.
Do they look breakable or should we just kill these?
Patty.
We can break them.
With your immense passive perception,
yes,
you hear a sound from the top of the fortress,
mm-hmm.
and you see a swarm of what looks to be impish, dust-colored imp things come out of all the windows and just kind of swirl about the top and then rise up and kind of engulf the top of the fortress.
That's not where we are, right?
Yes.
We're on the cliff.
So that triggers my ready action, so I just...
Yep. Is Jim willing this time?
Yeah, there's some... I found some external inspiration to not be here.
Where are you going? Because where they are is too far away for you. You can go to the bottom of the fortress and then make a beeline to them.
Yeah, I'd like to get down to the bottom and I'd like to cast invisibility on both of us.
Okay, that is fine. So yeah, you kind of, as these things are just about reaching out their claws to grab you, and from what I think Dashbolt will have seen these before, these are little dust elementals.
In similar things in Candyland and...
These Mephits?
Mephits, yeah.
Yeah, Mephits.
Cool. Dust Mephits. Definitely not demonic. And as they kind of reach out with their claws to grab hold your dimension door, step down and you're on the bottommost level of the fortress on a ramp to the side. You've got maybe 200 feet to cover to get to where Palus and M are.
Can you send like a message to the others?
No.
Well Nobby, Nobby can relay anything. From
to Dashbolt.
You just let him know and I just know it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that though, so you will have to tell them.
Nobby, we need to just tell everyone that we need to destroy those things.
We've got to destroy those things, Dashbolt.
We've got to destroy those things, James.
I'm on it.
I'm not on it.
Loose.
He whispers to no one.
Well, I'm with Dashbolt.
Yes, what do we need to do?
I just grab you by
the scruff.
The elbow.
Yep.
And just say, let's go, fly.
I let them know that methods. I let them know that dust methods are coming.
Those things, you know.
Yeah.
Do you mean the structure or the creatures?
Structures.
I'm taking
The creatures are on the structures.
Oh, they're on the structures. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we zoom off. I've got my sword out. Let's go. It's crackling with lightning energy.
Yeah, gotta kill them now.
Yeah.
Or else.
As we fly up to one of them, I'm going to cast Hex on one of them if I can.
Which ability?
I'm actually going to make it Constitution because I think I'm going to try and break their concentration if this is a magic they have to maintain. So yeah, we'll do Constitution, I guess, and we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Is that a save or does that just happen?
There is no save for Hex.
Okay, excellent.
So he has disadvantage on con saves.
Hex works on checks, not on saves.
Checks, sorry, yeah, ability checks, like a...
yes, okay, and...
Wait, is concentration an ability check?
No.
Oh, it's a save. It's no, a save. In that case, I will make it, what, Dex? Yeah, Dex.
What are they? Is this the Dao?
Dao. Mm. Earth genies.
Well, like, maybe strength, because I suppose strength checks are relatively common.
Yeah, true. Okay, let's go with strength.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No one ever metagames.
Well, he has
metagames.
To pick. He's literally picking a stat to decrease. Like,
that's right. Now, there are six of them.
Yeah.
They see you approach, and as soon as you cast the spell, the one that you cast the spell on stops dancing and turns, and let's roll initiative.
Great.
Hey.
Oh,
it's been so long. I roll the big one, right?
Yes.
18.
Oh, what?
I'm glad I'm not there.
I think we're towards the back of the pack.
You rolled
too.
Like crits, didn't you?
Oh.
In
did
this
you roll
game,
two crits?
In this game, no, just I didn't.
One.
Just
that's
one.
Normal.
In this game, Patrick, a crit gives you a surprise round.
Ah.
And a crit fail gives you a missed round.
Okay. But I didn't surprise him by attacking him with a hex?
No, they saw you coming.
Oh, God.
you initiated with that. And
true.
He's like, well...
No, no, it's fair.
Now I'm going to have to wail on you.
Yeah.
Hey,
so let's
doing,
go...
Not doing the ritual.
Yeah, true.
We just annoy all of them.
18. Anyone better?
Oh, 18 as well. Sorry.
I got a non-natural 20.
I mean, we're both sure.
Roll off.
I rolled an 18 again.
I rolled a 4.
Yeah.
Didn't you just use your dex modifier?
Sorry?
To determine splits?
Roll off is fun.
I mean, you can have it. I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't care. Either way.
5.
It just depends. Are you going to attack first and then see me run away, or see me run away and then attack?
Attack who?
Well, it'll be up to you.
door depends on how far you run.
All of it.
I can
definitely get faster than me in any direction.
I can catch you.
Yep. You can actually lap me. You run all of hell before I can run half of me.
Okay. So, you're flying full speed at it, ready to attack. Mm-hmm. It waves a hand, and a wall of stone just like flings up in front of you. Make strength saving throws.
Their specialty. This is the strength squad over here.
Not bad.
15.
19.
Okay, 19 saves, a 15 does not.
Gah, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
So what that means is that you are taking the failure is taking 15 points of bludgeoning damage and you are stunned for one round. And then you are taking 7 points of bludgeoning damage and you are not stunned, but you are prone at the bottom of this thing.
Okay. Do I lose fly because you're stunned? Does that break your concentration?
I need to roll a con.
Yes, roll a con. DC 10 or higher.
What is my con? That's one. Here we go. Oh, that's a 4.
I do no longer fly.
You no longer fly.
We both no longer fly.
Fortunately, you're already on the ground.
For the record, we see this happen, and I just turn to Dashbol and say, this is why we wait.
I can't see.
Oh, yeah, but we're roughly together. I just scream
roughly distance.
I know,
this is why we wait.
You also can't see that he's turned the wrong way.
It's really smart. Yeah.
And then out of the ground behind you, the rocks animate and assume a roughly human form, and it just like one punch on both of you.
Do you have any popcorn, Jim?
What are your ACs?
18.
12.
12.
Wait, I got leather armor, didn't I?
You did.
I hope so, before coming to hell.
Well, they're both going to hit.
It doesn't matter what I go. It is a gentlemanly plus one.
Still and is. You're both taking 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
I don't think you understand. AC doesn't matter when Zane is rolling. Yeah. You could have full plate tower shield, still always get hit.
Do you remember that time my paladin almost got one shot by the Hydra?
Mm.
How many heads did that Hydra
one
have?
One shot or miss.
Yeah, it's got fucking left to deal with them all.
Okay. You now have an earth elemental on one side and a stone wall on the other, and you can no longer see either of the Dao.
How big is this wall?
It is 15 feet tall.
Cool. I'm going to dash, not take that dash action, but I'm going to run along the wall and leave. And because we are in dim light, I assume, being in the depths of hell.
You're actually in bright light here because of the ritual.
But there's a wall blocking the ritual, and we're also being overshadowed by a giant stone golem.
In the area,
like
it's magical light. About to 50 feet out from each of the rituals. It's dim light and darkness outside of that.
And approximately how far away are these Dao behind the wall?
20 feet.
I'm still just going to try and run from this thing and go to the Dao.
It will take an attack of opportunity.
Yep, that's my mission.
What was your AC?
It's 18.
It will hit again, and you'll take another 14 points of bludgeoning damage. Cool. But you can still run.
Yes, and yes. I'm going to run up to the Dao.
So what is your movement speed?
So we're not in dim light anymore. It's 30. If we are in dim light, it's 40.
So yeah, you're definitely not in dim light.
Okay, so it's 30.
So you can get around the edge of the wall, but you can't get to the Dao.
They're 20 feet away.
10 feet to the edge of the wall.
Yeah.
And then, to them. So you're going to get like right up near them, but you're not going to be on them.
Okay.
40 feet you would get there, 30 feet you won't.
That's all right.
Because of Pythagoras, you can blame him.
That's right. I'm going to get within 10 feet, and I'm going to cast Lightning Lure to bring him closer to me.
Okay.
So he makes a strength save, I believe. Yes, a strength saving throw against... I should know this... Against DC 15.
Hmm.
They're probably very strong being earth elementals.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely succeeds.
So he doesn't budge. Cool.
Oh, wait. Doesn't he have disadvantage because he's been hexed?
Oh, yeah. On strength.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Lolos.
Yep. Yeah, okay. You pull him off the dais and closer to you.
Wonderful. Well, he's nice. Now within 3 feet of me? 5 feet of me? Great. He takes 3d8 lightning damage. That's going to be 11.
Excellent.
And he's now within my range.
Sure is.
Is he prone?
No.
No.
I wish.
He is not prone.
What a cantrip.
Jim. You're 200 feet away. You saw the wall appear. You saw the elemental appear. So the elemental wail on them. You saw Palouse run around the wall.
Wow.
And then some zappy lightning behind the wall.
The things that attacked us up on the cliff face, are they still up there? Or
yeah, they are still up there. They don't seem to have... They're not diving after you.
Wonderful.
Yet.
I guess I'll just... Because I'm 200 feet away, you said. I guess I'll just dash, so okay. 60 feet closer.
No problemo. And Patty? You're 40 feet in the air.
Okay. Where am I in relation to the Dao that Palouse is fighting?
You are 40 feet away from me.
Excellent. Can I make a swing and attempt to use the extra momentum to cover the distance required?
Make an acrobatics.
Excellent.
Epic.
I'd love to. That dice there.
This is going to look so cool, and Liz is going to be impressed.
I love
okay, so that is 16.
That's enough. Yeah, so you kind of swing out of the darkness and then over the wall and feet first into the Dao.
Yep.
And what are you doing?
Attacking.
Roll to hit.
Massive damage.
You have advantage because Palus is there.
That's great.
Yay! Friends.
That is 20 to hit.
That'll hit.
It's fine.
It'll be good if I still have my dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I could throw it at this.
Isn't it stolen?
Look at those dice, ladies and gentlemen. Mm.
30 plus 7. 37.
Okay. Yeah, so you just stab, and this is with your rapier, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, so you kind of... You go for a real stab, but its hide or its skin is just too thick. You do rip the clothing that it's wearing and tear it and leave a huge gouge in it. And it's surprised that you've managed to do that. And it summons a giant maul into its hands.
Oh. Bonus action dodge.
It's appropriate.
Good call.
Immediately behind both of you, earth elemental appears.
Doesn't seem very fair.
And makes a punch on both of you.
Does anyone have banish?
James used to.
Yeah.
He never got to use it though.
This would be a great time for him to use it. Do you want to get your memories
back? I'd send them right back to hell.
Can you roll to get memories back?
17.
17 and 18.
Mm. Yep.
What if you banish us?
So that's going to be a hit on Black Patty and a miss on Palouse. So 14 bludgeoning damage on Black Patty.
I'll take 7, thank you.
Rogues.
Rogues are great. I can see that. It's unharming it.
Okay, now it goes to M. On the far side of the wall with an earth elemental on you.
Aren't I stunned?
You are.
Mm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm just kind of doing that dizzy head as I smacked into a wall and Palouse has run away from me.
Dashball.
I'm emotionally stunned as well as physically.
Do your best.
Sorry, Dashball. We're regular invisible,
mission.
Right? We're not greater invis, is that
we're
right?
Regular invis.
Regular
I just casted at third level. Yep. So I run with Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do your best, Jim. Oh, we're going to be so useful when we get there. I'd run 70 feet dashing.
Okay.
Yep.
You don't want to go any faster?
No. I will move 70 feet by dash. Because I've run pretty
fast. You've got nowhere to go faster than that.
I have duckwalk, but I don't want to go uninvisible. Okay. Oh, no, but I turn around. Those things aren't really following. So you know what? I'll just summon Ducklord. He can pick Jim up.
It's also not a spell.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, you're not making an attack. So.
Sweet.
Duck Lord's visible, but you're still not.
Oh, well, that's all that matters.
Okay.
Don't say that too loud. Duck Lord will hear you.
Duck Lord tries to pick Jim up on the way, but because he's invisible,
true.
He fails.
You tried, Duck Lord. Jim, where are you?
Jim doesn't trip over.
Okay, can I see any of the Earth guys?
Yeah. So you're 100 feet away, though, from the...
I have range.
Yes, he does. Use it.
I have range.
Yeah, do it.
18. So that's 22, 20, and 12.
12 won't hit.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Eldritch Blast.
Yes.
Is everyone here a warlock?
Most people.
Yeah, about half the table.
No.
Yet.
I'm not, but I have Eldritch Blast.
As if I could ever agree with a patron.
You don't have to.
I like being told what to do.
What?
I do 13 points of force damage.
Force damage?
Yep.
No problem at all. Okay.
Sweet. Duck Lord can dash.
Okay. Someone just hit a Dow. They are not happy about it. What's your AC?
17.
Okay, it's going to be a hit.
Is that a disadvantage because I'm dodging?
Rogues.
It was actually an advantage, but now so it's just two regular rolls.
Yeah, just bugged.
One will hit you.
Okay.
Doing 20 points of bludgeoning damage.
Why?
You also have to make me a DC 18 strength check.
Oh, that's awkward. I fail.
You are prone as well.
Okay.
So he just basically whacks you on the side of the neck and you're just like, oh God. And you're just knocked straight to the ground underneath its maul.
Doesn't seem very fair.
Between an Earth Elemental and a Dao.
But all right then. I guess that's happened.
An Earth Elemental is going to make two attacks on him. At advantage.
Oh.
Wait. How far away is this Earth Elemental from me?
Behind the wall, so 30 feet.
It's just an enemy within 60 feet, though. I'm going to use my reaction.
Into the mic.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to cast Blood Curse of the Eyeless on it to impose disadvantage on its attacks for this round.
Okay. What's your AC?
It goes blind.
It is 14 for now.
Both hit. So that's 28 points of bludgeoning damage.
I wasted it.
This is Zane.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it wasn't really a waste.
It's,
you're still wise.
You could have
crit. Plus 8 to hit. And a 14 AC. Anything above a 6.
No, but I mean, I was like, what he did is still smart.
Yeah. Okay. Halus.
Right, top of the new round?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Can I, with the shove, you know how you can shove, you like use half your movement to move someone?
Yes.
Can I like shove him up onto his feet?
Yeah, and he's disadvantaged on strength checks, isn't he?
Oh,
no, you're talking about...
That would take your turn.
I mean Black Paddy. Oh, that would be my full action? Then I'm not going to do
that.
I'm going to wail on this Dao. So I'm going to cast Booming Blade and make a weapon attack against him.
Do it.
Oh, wow. I got max damage.
Oh, boy.
Did you hit?
Oh, I need to roll to hit. Sorry. Can I keep that damage roll?
Sure.
Thanks. That's great. I think I do hit. That's going to be 22.
That'll hit.
Great. So it's going to be 12 plus 18, which is...
12 plus 16.
12 plus 16, sorry. Yeah, 28. Which is 28 plus 6, which is 34.
32.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I thought we said 28. Yeah, 32. Damage, do you want the damage types? Because there's several.
No.
Okay. It's magical damage, if that helps.
It, well, sure. Yeah. What was the final number?
It was 32, 32, I think we said. Yes. Thank you for doing maths.
Yeah, you looked at me and like, oh, no. Oh, no. You did a slink back in your chair.
No.
I'm a designer. I do not even know how to do simple addition.
I don't know what numbers. That's for the programmers.
Exactly.
Actually, sorry, I get to roll one more dice. Sorry, make that 38.
Sure.
Or painted. Yeah. Might not be the right size. Or painted. It looked nice. That's all that matters.
Anything else?
No, I can't really do anything else. Okay. Yeah.
Jim.
Little jig.
Oh, I guess I'm a hundred.
Duck Lord's dashed past you.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's 40 feet in front of you.
It's probably the best. Well, I'm going to dash 60 feet, which puts me at what, like, 80 feet away?
Yeah.
It's great.
80 feet away from the dais or the structure, but that is only 50 feet away from the earth elemental that's standing over M, wailing on her.
Yep. Can I just take the time to just have an active look around to make sure we're not missing anything else? Because I don't want to be running in just laser focus on one section and get blindsided.
Deception or investigation, whichever you wish.
Honestly, it's not very good, but if we're going to go investigation, it's better. It's a 15.
You can see that the swarm of things up above you is still pretty intensely focused way up above you. They're not coming after Duck Lord yet. You can see, though, that the two other rituals that were happening, you can see that the Dao there, while they are continuing, are aware of what's going on here.
How many Dao have we seen all up?
Two on every single structure.
So 10 all up?
Yes.
Fuck that. Yeah, I'm just going to do nothing, I think. Oh, I mean, I'll walk or I'll dash there, but just a big bag of nothing else.
Okay. So you're now 50 feet away from the elemental and M. So that makes it Paddy's turn, who is on the ground prone.
Yeah, I'll stand up.
Good choice. Bold move.
Does the Dao look particularly injured?
It's not looking happy. It's looking surprised you've managed to hurt it at all. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of offended that you are trying. But it's more confused than anything else. It doesn't look worried. It looks hurt and surprised you've hurt it. But it's confused as to what's going on and not particularly worried about it. But there's not a lot of emotion on these things'
face. Yeah, I'm going to attack it again.
Bold.
Yes, we're going to finish this. Maybe not.
No, do it. Finish it.
Does a 14 hit?
A 14 will not hit.
Yes, I didn't think so. Mm. Bonus action dodge?
Yeah, because they noticed that you tried. It's like, my mole's going to teach you a lesson. okay. Right now, I need Palouse and Black Paddy to make a strength check. Strength athletics check.
Can I just choose to pass?
No.
Can I add my acrobatics to this? I mean,
no,
athletics.
No, it's strength.
But athletics is a strength check. It's a 13.
Well, that's what I said, athletics.
Okay, 17.
Okay.
Also 17.
Okay, twins. So you both succeed. You don't take any damage as the ground beneath you and the dais seems to stretch and extend as the dais raises up 50 feet into the air. And you fall down and basically catch yourselves on the wall of stone that had been summoned behind you.
Is the Dao now away from us?
Pardon?
Is the Dao still with us?
No, the Dao is on platform 50 feet.
Does this count as it moving away?
No.
Bummer.
It counts as, because it didn't do this, the other Dao did this. So you've kind of, the earth elemental has kept its feet and has turned to face you, standing almost perpendicular looking down at you. And you are very aware that it could just choose to drop at any time.
So we're now 50 feet down in a pit.
No. So there was a wall.
Uh-huh.
And a dais.
Yes.
The dais rose up.
Oh, yes.
You were here and you were like, oh, no. And you fell against the wall.
Right, okay.
And now the dais is well up in the air.
Yeah.
And you're looking at an earth elemental that's looking down at you.
Okay.
Jim, it's 50 feet away. Dashbold, 70 feet away from M and her elemental. You've seen this rise up into the air. The other Dao taking notice, and we'll leave it there.
No, I say, reaching my hand up as if.
where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see exactly what happens now that they are in hell. A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art, and also to Tabletop Audio and BattleBards for supplementary music used in this episode. If you want to help us out, you can give us a rating and a review on your podcatcher, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or you can find us at our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com. Tell your game group that you're listening to a podcast. We're coming up to the end of the season, so we have over 200 episodes for you to catch up on, and we would love to hear what you have to say. Also, we have a Patreon at patreon.com/loreanddisorderpodcast. And until then, I've been Zane Seweber. Thank you for listening.
James,
yo.
What's better than a rotating cast of hosts?
Oh, I don't know, maybe the obscure sport ferret legging where people put ferrets down their pants.
Or Graham, the 52 hertz whale, the loneliest whale in the world.
How about everyone's favourite Christian radio program, Ranger Bill?
Whoa, who the hell this? Are you? What are you doing here?
I came prepared with a 45 minute lecture on international humanitarian law.
Where do people keep coming from?
All these people are, you know,
where
we host now.
Yeah, we're the new hosts.
Of what?
Of Unfeatured Articles, everyone's favorite Wikipedia-based podcast, where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia to find articles that aren't necessarily featured.
Check us out everywhere you check out podcasts. It's free. Podcasts are free. iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and other things.
Love you.
Thanks, kids.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.